Event by Ranhil Banton, the 9th of May 2012. 2100. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee had a quiet night. He interacts and engages well with peers. Join in playing games as well. He appears to be flat in mood. HE retires to bed at 2130 and was observed to be asleep, but he toss around while asleep. Confirmed by Uganode at the 9th of May 2012. 1830. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee has been nursed safely on one-to-one observations. He has been walking around the unit quite a lot and has said that he feels a bit hyperactive, so spent a little time reading, which he said calmed him down a bit. He has also been karate chopping tables and sides with his hands and has said that when he feels angry he does this. He has complained of feeling anxious all the time about everything, and he is worried of feeling really angry here. He said that he isn't able to talk before he becomes angry and only able to after, so he might think about trying to talk. He has eaten well and interacted with staff and peers. Confirmed by email protected, the 9th of May 2012. The 9th of May 2012. 11:15. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Tier 3 informed re-MHA assessment tomorrow. I spoke to Wayne Bennett, service manager, and informed him about the MHA assessment tomorrow. Wayne agreed to let Dr. Nairak know. Confirmed by email protected, the 9th of May 2012. The 9th of May 2012. 10 o'clock, occupational, therapy, title, group name, news of the ward, OT intervention, creative expression 3. Lee attended this activity for its entire duration and appeared to be of positive mood throughout. Lee interacted well with staff and peers and engaged well in the group activity, developing adverts for the paper including those advertising ward events. The 9th of May 2012, 11:31, Chris Snip. Event by Chris Snip, the 9th of May 2012. 8 o'clock, inpatient, nursing, title, early shift, 1-to-1. Lee presented as anxious this morning. Although his bedding was dry, he had a wet patch on his pajamas and some blood marks, but it was unclear whether that was old staining. Lee was visited by his social worker Carly Ratcliffe. He expressed his desire to be discharged and his conviction that he will never let people know how he is self-harming. Lee said he uses self-harm to cope with feeling angry and discussed need for him to learn other coping strategies. He repeatedly asked to be discharged and said he needs his computer. R. Chapman spoke to Dr. Garrett about this and it was agreed this should not happen. Carly was clear he needs to stay, as they aren't able to keep him safe at home. He reported feeling worse and we weren't helping but making it worse. Discussed the possibility of a MHA assessment, Lee has agreed to stay. Afterwards he completed the MFQ scared and chochi with staff. Confirmed by email protected, the 9th of May 2012. The 9th of May 2012. 7:13. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee has spoken about feeling paranoid and anxious being on one-to-one at night and is hoping to have this reduced. He has also spoken about wanting to discharge himself. He watched a film with another YP this evening and chatted to staff about his hobbies, computers and music. He went to bed at 2230 and struggled to sleep. He was given PRN Risperidone at 0:00. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.